لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم أخونا نزار.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
نحن الآن في مكة in the last day of our عهد. The last day in Mecca. Now, in the last day, you already, inshallah, did Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you Hajj al-Mabrur, wa sa'y al-Mashkur, wa dhanb al-Maghfur, wa tijarat la tabur. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Lana wa lil-Umma, inshallah. I ask you before you Nizar. Before you leave, what do you see from your experience in this year and last year?
I see the people in the Hajj is everybody, he want his own Hajj. He don't want Allah Hajj or Islamic Hajj.
Okay. Nizar said everybody want his own Hajj, not Allah Hajj. Why you say this, Ya Nizar?
Because I see all the people in the Hajj is separate, not together.
Separate, not together. Why?
Because everybody he want his own way.
Because everybody have his own way. Why?
Because he's not coming for Allah, maybe, or his intention not right.
His intention is not right. He's not coming for Allah. Why you say that, Nizam?
Because I see it with the people.
You saw it in the action of the people. Allahu Akbar. And if this is the case, Nizar, what do you think? What's the disease and what's the cure?
Like you, we have to be together, united.
We have to be together, united.
For Allah.
For Allah. Okay, Islamically, Nizar, to be united, we need two things. We need a leader, a role model, and we need a soul ready to follow and has humble and humility to obey. What's the problem, Nizar? Is the leader, does he have the quality of the leader?
No.
And the follower have the quality of the follower?
No.
That's it. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If the leader is not a leader, and the follower is not a follower, where is the problem, Ya Nizar?
Problem with us.
The problem with us. Now, if this is a problem now, what is the core of the problem, Ya Nizar?
The core to be with Allah.
The core to be
with Allah.
But everybody is coming to Hajj. Everybody said Labbaika. Everybody paying money to come for Labbaika. And some of them coming for sick people, for dead people, for themselves, for their sins. How are we coming for a trip like that and we lose ikhlas? How, Ya Nizar? What do you think?
We have to become sincere, more sincere.
We have to be coming sincere. Now let me tell you something. Can you live as a liar and all of a sudden you switch to sincerity when you come to Hajj?
No.
You cannot. It's very difficult. You see, this was the problem in the Ummah. We want switches. Switch lies, switch sincerity, switch this, switch that. And we forget, you cannot do that. Now you are experiencing now what's called loss of the Ahd. The loss of the Ahd meaning the last 24 hours before leaving Mecca. And according to the early scholar and very early tabi'in, tabi'a tabi'in, if you want to know what's going on in your life now and in the future, see how you behave now. You agree?
Yes.
Now, what do you think now what's happening to us?
Everybody busy with shopping.
Shopping is not a problem. Something more important in Islam. You can do shopping, but shopping should not take your soul, should not take your thought, should not take your goal.
We have to be busy with Allah, what we come for.
Mm-hmm. You know something now? I feel now we're going in a circle. Because the beginning is wrong. How the end will be right?
Wrong too.
Is any chance here, Nizar?
To go back to Allah.
To go back to Allah.
To be more sincere.
More sincere. Any advice, Nizar? What's the cure? What do you think? What's the cure?
To go back to Allah.
To go back to Allah. And if we fail to glory Allah in the haram, if we fail to have adab and ikhlas with Allah in the haram, if we fail to have behave with a good manner in the last few minutes and hour and days in the haram, do you think we can do it?
No.
Once we leave here, do you think we can do it?
Can
I? In this case, where we are going as an individual, as an ummah in Islam?
To our own way.
Meaning to go shopping. But shopping doesn't mean the market only. Shopping in our own dunya. Shopping our own disease. You know, before you came, I have some pain in my belly. And somebody looked at me and told me, you have pain? I said, yes. But I remember Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi. He said, all the disease of this dunya, the physical disease, has only one cure. What is that? Death. The death is the cure of all diseases. Why? After the death, you do not feel any pain. He said, but the diseases of the heart actually start after death by torturing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, which diseases is more important to us? The physical disease or the disease of the heart?
The disease of the heart.
Do you think of what you saw, people really respect that?
No.
And they try to search?
No.
Do you think the people right now, if they see somebody have something, they think they're really around?
No.
Why?
They want his own way.
They want their own way. By the way, they're not interested about even the medication. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a chance to have the medication. But you're not interested about the medication. Imagine you're not interested about the medication. Allah give you a chance of the medication. But you refuse to take the medication. This is really a calamity. Okay, now you are sitting in the last few minutes and hour in Mecca. What do you think and what you have in your heart for us as a ummah, for individual and collective?
I want from Allah to give us a good leadership to teach all the Muslim for the right Hajj and the right manner and the right way to make the Muslim Ummah united together. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give rahmah to his father and all the father and mother. May Allah accept all the Hajji. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the manner and adab and ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the truth and give us the quality to follow the truth. Because I see exactly what you said, Ya Nizar. We become rebellious against the truth. The truth, we do not like it. It becomes like a very sour medication. A medication unwanted. Imagine, the guidance of Allah become unwanted medication. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Because the early people used to say, be careful with آخر العهد بالبيت. آخر العهد بالبيت meaning the last moment, the last days, the last hour of the عهد, of the relationship of the Kaaba. And the early people used to worry about أول العهد ونهاية العهد. أول العهد when you arrive to Mecca. And نهاية العهد when you're leaving Mecca. The book, it opened for you when you arrived to Mecca. And the book, it ended with you when you're leaving Mecca. Your manner, your conduct, your thought, your thinking, your behavior, your goal. Everything you have is so important. And most of all, respect the haram of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our shayateen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our arrogant and bad diseases. May Allah cure our heart from arrogant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the humble and humility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us belong to Him. Abd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a seed of spreading goodness and elevating the name of Allah. And I have to thank Nizar for the meeting with him inshaAllah in Mecca. And I remind all my brother and sister in Islam and all mankind, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزَيْدِنَّكُمْ. And the shukr in here, the highest level of shukr. Shukr of being in the Kaaba. Shukr in being in Mecca. Shukr being closeness to Allah. Shukr being closeness to the accepting dua and accepting wishes and goal between you and Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us insha'Allah and accept insha'Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, may Allah accept, may Allah accept.